Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. So I've been reading a book. This is like a little special episode jammed in here, by the way. As I said, I might just do it if I had something I want to talk about. I have a great interview with my friend Moses, but for some reason we're having trouble. He's sending me his info and it just keeps bouncing back on the email, but I've already recorded it. It's very cool. It'll be up soon. But I thought I'd do this little fill-in first because I'm reading a book, 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think, I believe is what it's called. If that's not correct, check the show notes. I'll put a link down there to have in front of me. And I just noted down this one little phrase I thought was super interesting. It said, gather your strength from purpose, not from passion. And I thought that was really interesting because I think that this is not off base, right? I think that we need the passion sometimes, especially to get going when we, I shouldn't say to get going, especially to find the thing we want to do. That is to say that you'll need to be passionate about something to even take any interest in it. But you won't have that passion every morning. Once you are a photographer or video maker, a filmmaker, a writer, a musician, you're not going to wake up every day going, yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah. That's just not how people are, right? Even once they've had a lot of coffee. But if you can define a purpose for yourself, something in your head that you're working for, and I don't mean a purpose as in like I'm going to complete this film or I'm going to shoot this series of photos, but an overall purpose as to why you are doing the things you're doing. Why are you a photographer? What are you trying to do? You know, I talked about this a while back where I said, when I really dig into it, I look at it, a lot of what I do is about making people feel or reach their best potential. That's what I want. I want to be able to help people. I want them to inspire them via podcasts and such in YouTube videos. And I want, when I have a subject on my set, to feel like they are special, they are important. And that's what I'm doing it for, right? That's why I make portraits. Yes, I love making pictures. I love looking at them. I like the technology. I love cameras. But the real thing is I want somebody who comes in front of my camera to walk away feeling really good about themselves. And I think that that is something that not everybody does well. And it's something that isn't easy and something that I really strive for. The idea that when somebody sits down in front of you and says, I don't want to be photographed. I don't like to be photographed. And things aren't going the way you want, or on the days that you're doing the jobs that you don't love because you're just trying to pay the rent, or on the days where nothing's coming in. This is where your purpose matters. You're not always going to be passionate when you sit down to edit 100 pictures that you weren't, you know, you maybe you're passionate about shooting them, but now you have 100 pictures you got to edit. At least for me, that's not something I'm passionate about. But I know that my purpose is there. And when I deliver these pictures, that's going to bring the joy to the person. They're going to relive those moments where they got to feel important, or got to feel special, or got to be themselves as much as they can be, hopefully, in front of my lens. And, you know, I talked about this actually. I was on an Adorama Coffee with Creators with Seth, and we were kind of talking about this idea that I used to do these random photo shoots, for lack of a better word, where I would actually put it on Craigslist. We used to have Craigslist. For people who don't know, Craigslist is, it's like an online board. Like, you imagine if you go to your supermarket, you know, people put up little notes with paper looking for this or offering the service. That's what Craigslist is, except digital, of course. Now, I'm not even sure Craigslist is around anymore. But anyways, I used to go on there and I would just say, like, literally, I would just say, I am a professional photographer with a studio in Manhattan. So not, you know, some random person. And I just want to photograph somebody. If you aren't a model, if you just feel like today I want to be photographed, or you don't feel like it, and you just want to take a chance and try something, come to my studio, reach out to me, come to my studio. And of course, once they reach out, I gave them all my details so they could see I wasn't sending them to some back alley, and people would show up. And some of these people I ended up photographing multiple times and becoming friends on some level with, some I only ever saw once. The goal, that what I wanted, was for them to do something they had never done before, to push themselves further than they had ever pushed. This made them feel different or special and beyond. And they didn't have to feel bad about it. They didn't spend money. There was no pressure to, like, they're going to like a modeling school or something. It's just like, hey, I'm going to stand in front of that camera and I'm going to feel special, even though maybe I don't normally feel that way. And I get a lot of people like that. You'd be surprised. I tried to turn away the people that were clearly models that were just going, oh, I'm not a model. And they, you know, and they wanted a free headshot, and really dig in and find the people that were just interested in exploring with me. So yeah, I mean, I kind of went off on a tangent there as usual, but that's it, right? It was the purpose that I had that pushed me forward. I wasn't always passionate about shooting every day. I'm still not passionate about shooting every day, but knowing that there's a reason why I shoot, why I create, why I make videos, why I make this podcast, and that can get me through the times where the passion isn't flaring as much. So this, again, is a between season little tidbit. I guess this felt like a regular episode. Like I said, I'm going to try to do some different stuff. I made an interview with my friend Moses. He's a filmmaker, and that's going to come live soon, as soon as I get their info, so that I can put it out there for you, because I want you to be able to check out their stuff and not just put it on the channel randomly. If you have anything you'd like to add or say, please feel free to reach out. All the ways are in the show notes, and I'll talk to you soon.